Yeah, Chad, obviously, you know, Saturday night, a big win for your guys. Talked to Levi after and Ronan after his overtime win. But from your perspective, that's got to be one of the biggest in your tenure, I think.
Yeah, it's obviously a big win to come back after losing at home. Obviously, a tight game as well. And being able to find a way to get the win Saturday in a barn that obviously hasn't been won in a long time, you know, definitely shows that we're taking those next steps. And we always talk about sticking to our process, and you can start to see it kind of shining through now.
You know, it seems like every pregame we talk about the importance of special teams. And then, you know, after that night, you guys are 2-for-5, the Broncos top ranked power play, 1-for-5, you win by goal. That's the difference, right? And that is, you know, you need those games to go your way to be successful.
For sure you do. And we talked about the night before where they score on a 5-on-3 and we don't. And, you know, we get a 5-on-3 the Saturday night and we score. And I mean, realistically, that's the difference in the hockey game. Well, it gets us to overtime anyway, but it puts you there. And then obviously scored power play goal in overtime. So, you know, the power play was a difference maker and won us that game. And those are the things that, you know, going to make you successful. And then obviously look at our PK, you know, obviously 1-for-5 on against a pretty good power play. You know, you got to be pretty happy with that. And I thought we did a good job. So, you know, those are the things that you have to do to be successful. And right now we're finding a way to make sure that that's going to help us win hockey games.
And the first power play, you know, goes out there in the 4-on-3. They don't score, so you switch them out. And then I think it was maybe a 10-second break before the second unit gets a shot. And, you know, you get a whistle and you get a change. But did you feel that you guys really needed to score on the power play and not get back to 3-on-3 with 2 minutes to go?
For sure. You've got to have that killer instinct. And we talk about it a lot where, you know, we talked about it last year and then coming into this year is now you've got to take those next steps. You've got to have that killer instinct to put teams away, especially when you get an opportunity like that. And, you know, you look back at the first game against LaRange where you get those opportunities, but you don't score and then you end up losing in a shootout. Well, now we're in this situation where, you know, I just brought him to the bench, kind of gave him a breather, you know, let's do this. And then you can put him right back out there. And then all of a sudden, it works. So, you know, it was something that we felt like we really needed to score on that power play, and especially when they just had a penalty shot that Damon obviously shuts the door. So, it's one of those things where they got their big chance and now we got our big chance. So let's make sure we capitalize and put this game away.
Sure. Game and just being great. My follow after you told me in the pregame show that, you know, a lot of the shots were coming from the outside. I really did watch that throughout the game Saturday and the Broncos are firing pucks from literally everywhere. And I think we're just getting out of how good Damon Cunningham is. And that's what teams are trying to do. But obviously going into tonight, the LaRange Ice Wolves in town, you talked with them earlier, owe them one, and it's free admission night. Got to be a big night at the cage.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be nice. We start playing some more games here instead of just playing Friday, Saturdays. We start getting into a little more of a busy schedule. So we're looking forward to, you know, getting on the ice and playing more hockey games. And it's going to be a big night for us. We've got to continue the momentum we did on from the weekend and continue to show that, you know, this is the Hawks team that, you know, we knew we could be. And, you know, we've got to make sure to bring it. And we can't take anything lightly right now. And you got to make sure you're ready to go.
And for sure. I mean, I know the Ice Wolves have given up a ton of goals, but you can never count out, you know, Kevin Kaminsky's squad, but it should be a night where, you know, maybe some guys, you know, break out of some slumps here to start the year.
Yeah. I mean, we never look past that. We try to win the hockey game 1-0, and that's, you know, our big mentality is it doesn't matter who you're playing. You can't look past the, you know, you've got to be ready to go right from puck drop and whatever happens, happens, but you've got to make sure you're ready to compete. And if you take something for lightly, then usually it's going to end up a bad night for you. So we've got to make sure we keep our focus and just worry about what we're going to do instead of, you know, what the past results have been, because we know in this league, things can change every day.